Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. I'm very pleased to say joined by a man for whom I have the greatest of admiration. He is today the chairman of the Center for Security Policy's Military Committee. He is a retired four-star admiral in the United States Navy, Admiral James Ace Lyons. He is today the president and CEO of Lyons Associates, but retired from active duty as the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, a position in which he served with great distinction. Admiral Lyons, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio, sir. Great to have you with us.
Nice to be with you and your listeners, Frank.
We've been talking with several of our guests over the past few weeks, I guess, about this Iran deal. And I wanted in particular to visit with you about the seeming reticence of military officers. In fact, the total absence of some of them from the public debate and scrutiny by the Congress of this Obama bomb deal. What's up with that, Admiral?
Well, first of all, they have to take a position. This deal was a total sellout on all of our objectives. And more importantly, part of this deal provides Iran with not only a clear path to achieving a nuclear weapon, but they also have a clear path now to obtain the most sophisticated conventional weapons, which will jeopardize our position in the Persian Gulf. And as I've said in my recent op-ed, even Jimmy Carter understood that the Persian Gulf was of vital interest to the United States. I tried to get John McCain, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, to call up all the chiefs and make them testify and take a position. I have not been successful so far.
We hope you will be on that, Admiral, because you're absolutely right. I think this is the least that can be asked of them in light of the stakes. And you're so correct, of course, in pointing out it's not just the possibility of nuclear threats to this country going forward, but also those by conventional means, as well, of course, as the asymmetric options that the Iranians have available to them today and will even more so in the future, cyber and terrorism and the like. Admiral, one thing that has been striking about the absence of the military from this debate to date is the possibility that in this, as in so many other areas, they seem to have been subordinated to a kind of political imperative, shall we say. You have written in the Washington Times column you published recently about the hollowing out of the United States military, particularly by a kind of social engineering by the administration. Again, the chiefs and the senior leadership of the military seem to be going along with us. First of all, is that a fair assessment of what's happening, and what are the implications?
Well, the implications are rear dire consequences. You know, sequestration was the perfect storm for the Obama administration, and it provided the legitimate vehicle for the unilateral disarmament of our military. And of course, your listeners should never forget, sequestration was an Obama administration initiative where the Defense Department is forced to take 50% of the cuts, even though defense only represents 20% of the federal budget. Aside from the unilateral disarmament, the Obama administration has used the military to promote their social and political agenda by using the military as a social engineering laboratory, and which has reduced our readiness, destroyed unit cohesiveness and integrity, and most importantly, the will to win. They've torn away the moral fiber of the finest military in the world. And by the force feeding of females into combat roles, further degrades our effectiveness.
Admiral, let me ask you, some of this is stuff that particularly from a practical point of view just makes the mind reel. You've served on and fought on naval combatants throughout your career. One of the things that I just can't get my head around is what do you do when you have to have, as apparently the administration is now going to insist, transgender individuals as well as females on these vessels? How does that work, practically speaking?
Well, it's actually pure nonsense. As Dr. Paul McHugh, the head psychiatrist, former head psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins, said, transgender is not a civil rights issue. It is a mental disorder, and you're not doing the individual any favors by treating it as a civil rights issue. He needs compassion. He needs psychological help, which can be treated, and he can be returned to a normal lifestyle. That's what that's what's required. And the same way, you know, as my good friend Stan Evans, who you know quite well, had said in his wonderful book, The Theme of Freedom, that the gay, lesbian, transgender lifestyle is nothing but a return to a pagan ethic and leads to the downfall, which has led to the downfall of previous civilizations.
Well, it would certainly seem on its face to be incompatible with a warrior and successful military. Admiral, let me turn to another subject. Speaking of the possible downfall of our civilization, what do you make of the efforts that the Obama administration is making under the rubric of military-to-military exchanges to train elements of the People's Liberation Army, China's military?
Well, and again, you know, all of these things of the Obama administration fall under the agenda. This is a planned agenda to take America down and humble us before the world. It's part of the fundamental transformation of America, taking in one of our potential enemies, the Chinese infantry, bringing them here, teaching them our tactics, our procedures, our operations, makes absolutely no sense. To me, it borders on treason. And the same way with the PLA Navy. We have invited them into RIMPAC, which is the largest fleet exercise in the world, where we have all our major Pacific allies participating, and we invite the Chinese in to show them our operations, our tactics, our techniques. This is self-defeating. We are putting the fox right in the chicken coop, where they can actually, with their intelligent collection capabilities, get the fine-grained analysis on all our weapon systems, our radars, our communication.
This is the thing that, as you say, is a kind of now leitmotif to what the administration has been doing on so many fronts, but notably and most especially and most ominously, perhaps, in our national security arena. I call it a wrecking operation, and I think that's no exaggeration. Admiral, let me ask you just very quickly about a situation that's just developed in one of our allied nations. The British government has finally arrested a jihadist by the name of Anjem Chowdhury. I consider this to be long overdue, needless to say, but is it a sign that we're seeing some greater clarity on the part of Her Majesty's government about the enemy within, and should we be doing the same here?
Well, there's no question that we should be doing the same here, and certainly it's long overdue from Cameron and his government in England. And your boy Chowdhury says if he got his passport back that he would gladly take he, his family, and he wants to raise his children over there with the ISIS Islamic State. I would be only too happy to give him a one-way ticket and let him survive over there. We should be doing the same thing here. We know that 80% of our mosques, the clerics, are teaching sedition. Those should be closed, and those that want to live under Sharia law should be given a one-way ticket to those countries that support that draconian 7th-century mentality.
That Islamic supremacist doctrine. We'll be talking more about that shortly with Mayor Beth Van Dyne of Irving, Texas. But, Admiral, we have to leave it at that for the moment with you. Thank you very much for your time and for your extraordinary service to our country, both in uniform and that you're continuing to render at Lyons Associates, and also as the chairman of the Military Committee of the Center for Security Policy. Next up, we'll talk with Michael Bastash about Obama's war on coal. Speaking of wrecking operations, straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.